Good evening and welcome to the Upper Marion Township Board of Supervisors Business Meeting. Today is Thursday, July 17th, 2025. The time is now 7:08. Please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin roll call to my left. Oh, am I right? I'm sorry, the right?
Your other left.
My other left.
Greg Phillips.
Bill Jellicoe.
Tina Garzillo.
Carol Kenny.
Greg Wax.
Tony Hamaday, Township Manager.
John Walco from Solicitor's Office.
Jared Lash, Township Planner.
Al Venatilli, Township Engineer.
Next item on the agenda is approval of June 12th, 2025 business meetings. There's a motion to approve these minutes. Is there a second?
To approve.
Second.
Motion made by Supervisor Kenny, seconded by Supervisor Wax. All in favor of approving the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye, with one abstention.
Because
I was not here, yes.
I should have asked that. I forgot about that. Thank you. He was absent for that meeting, so he's abstaining. So passes 4-0. Next item on the agenda is chairperson's comments. I have just one comment for this evening, that prior to this meeting, we were convened into an executive session to discuss real estate matters. Next item on the agenda is township updates. And for this month, we are highlighting our Public Works Department. And Director Jeff Hickman did a nice little write-up for me, and please give me the privilege of reading it. With a team of just 57 dedicated professionals, the Public Works Department manages an impressive $72 million in public infrastructure, delivering vital services that touch every corner of our community. This exceptional group maintains more than 85 miles of roadway, over 130 miles of sanitary sewer, 11 pump stations, and 2 wastewater treatment plants, all while ensuring that more than 200 streetlights and 300 traffic signals operate smoothly and safely. From seasonal leaf collection and snow plowing to composting programs and grounds maintenance, Public Works elevates our township by providing the essential services that keep our roads safe, our watersheds clean, and our community vibrant. Their expertise and commitment underpin both the daily function and the long-term resilience of township operations, but they need your help. This year, our largest undertaking will be a $2.6 million installation of advanced screening equipment at both wastewater treatment plants, a direct response to the growing issue of so-called flushable wipes. Though labeled as such, these products fail to break down during wastewater processing, instead clogging pumps, jamming pipes, and triggering costly sanitary sewer overflows. These obstructions have already led to hundreds of thousands of dollars in equipment damage and emergency repairs. With your help, we can protect our wastewater infrastructure and avoid unnecessary disruptions. Please support our community sanitation systems through responsible flushing. And I'll just add an extra little comment to that, that even the packaging that you buy that says it's flushable wipes, you can ignore that packaging. If it's not basically toilet paper, don't flush it. So I just wanted to just add a little bit to his comments on that, and appreciate Director Hickman putting this together, this little highlight for me. And the other comment I wanted to make is, this isn't a department in our township, but I wanted to acknowledge Access Services, who provides a service to our community through a street outreach program. They have flyers that are out in our lobby if you want to get more information about them, but they work directly with our police department and our codes office, just helping our community in crisis needs, that we appreciate the service that the county provides for us. They rotate through our administration building and work closely with just helping domestic situations when police show up for situations that there are maybe mental health issues. They're an important part of that system in our township, and I just wanted to give a shout out to Access Services for the services they provide with us. The next item I would like to read is our citizen board vacancies. First one is for ECDC. We have two vacancies, and just in a few moments, we'll be having a proclamation, I mean, a resolution read by initiative that ECDC is doing. So I hope everyone pays attention to this important initiative and want to come on board with ECDC to just be a part of this really productive, exciting team of individuals that serve on ECDC. There also is a vacancy on the farmer's market for a young adult. Under Human Relations Commission, one vacancy for an alternate. Media Communications Board has one vacancy. Public Safety Board has a vacancy for young adult. The Historical Commission has one vacancy for a regular member and one vacancy for a young adult. And the Zoning Hearing Board has one vacancy for an alternate member. The next item on the agenda is for public comment. The format for public comment for items that are on the agenda is anyone in the public that would like to come forward to make comment on any of the agenda items. This is your opportunity to do so. At the end of the business portion of the meeting, we allow public comment for anything that's not on the business agenda. So if there's anyone present that would like to make a comment about an agenda item for the business agenda, please come forward. Okay, see, is this related to something on the agenda?
Yes, number H11.
Okay, please come forward, identify yourself. Are you a resident in the township?
I am.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. My name is Robert Sanchez, and I'm a resident at 442 Laurie Lane for the past 11 plus years. And I'm here for the, let's just get it the proper way, stormwater permit fee in lieu request. So I just wanted to introduce myself and just say that I understand that the fee in lieu request is an opportunity that's not a guarantee. That's why I'm here. And I know that it can be either approved or denied. And just wanted to say that I have a reason for asking for the fee in lieu request. It's not just an arbitrary, I just don't want a stormwater management system in my property. Sorry for this. I'm just coming back from a game. Kids are still playing right now. I have a batting cage that I structured. I volunteered at Walker Field. They built batting cages there, and they are so successful that they are never available. So I have like a batting cage that I constructed. It's all green space. It's still grass, and I pick up the nets, put them down. But I believe a lot of the space that would be allotted to what the stormwater management system would be would make me have to take that out. And it's not really about making the kids great at baseball. It's just that I have all the community kids and my neighborhood friends and family coming over to my house almost daily to want to be outside. And I encourage that. I love having the kids at my house, and the idea of having to take that down and not having the kids be outside was something that scared me, or not scared me, but I really wanted to give them that opportunity. So I just, when this opportunity of fee in lieu was presented to me, I thought that it was fantastic that if I can go that route, it would be helpful. And I like keeping the kids active. They're always asking to go back there, and I love having them at my prop. Selfishly, as a parent, I love having the kids at my house and in backyard. So that's why I'm here for the fee in lieu request. And I just wanted to make it clear that it's not just I just want to go that route, not the other route. So thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming this evening and explaining that. And your item will be under our consent agenda, so it won't be an individual vote.
Okay.
We vote on the consent agenda all in unison, so it's all items. So there's 20 items on our consent agenda this evening.
Wonderful.
So it won't be read out separately, that it'll be just part of an overall vote.
Understood. Thank you. Tonight.
Thank you. Anyone else in the audience who would like to come forward with anything? All right, then we'll move along into our business agenda. The first item on the agenda is the tax collector report. And if our tax collector would like to come forward and introduce herself and make some brief comments about how the year has been going for her.
All right. Madam Chairwoman, Mr. Vice Chairperson, members of the board, and those here from and on behalf of the township, thank you very much for having me with you. I am truly honored to be completing my fourth year as your elected tax collector. I'm also especially honored to be the sole candidate on the ballot this year for both parties for re-election this upcoming November. I continually listen to the input from our township residents, and as a result, I have over the last 4 years completely overhauled the office of the tax collector. First and foremost, I heard the call for a stable location for the tax office, preferably in the township building. As such, for the last 4 years, I have paid out of my pocket to rent the ACR conference room across from the library so taxpayers could have easy access to come pay their taxes in person at the township building. I also have an additional location during the discount period, which I pay for at the community center in their conference room every Wednesday, which I call Coffee with the Collector, and I provide free Susie Joe donuts and coffee while supplies last, I always have to say, because sometimes they don't. I also provide a lunch and a presentation to the members of the senior center twice a year, and I visit the Valley Forge Towers 4 times a year in their clubhouse because of the large number of our taxpayers that live there. All these collection activities are new since I came aboard, paid for solely by me, and done to make paying taxes hopefully just a little bit easier for our residents. Another new thing since I took office was the taxpayers have access to a secure website that I had built at my cost, where taxpayers can, for the first time, pay their taxes with a credit card, get copies of their tax receipts online, going back to 2022 when I took office, obtain rebate forms and the homestead exclusion application, get general tax due date information, and also sign up for my free e-newsletter to get reminders about tax due dates and other important matters. Other new things offered to the taxpayers for the first time, Saturday office hours, tax bills emailed to taxpayers at their request. No duplicate fee per township resolution is charged to any township resident. I also pay for postage out of my pocket voluntarily to return receipts if people prefer a hard copy receipt. Lockbox in our township lobby here that I paid for and the township very kindly agreed to have installed so that taxpayers can drop off payments anytime the building is open. And lastly, courtesy warning letters before the penalty of 10% is assessed, not after. That way they get a chance to avoid the penalty. I have also educated many taxpayers about the homestead exclusion and the tax rebates that are available to them. It saddens me that the number of residents that did not know about the homestead exclusion or the rebates before I took office, they could have been saving hundreds of dollars a year all this time that they've owned property. But you know, now they're aware of it, and I would like to also thank Pennsylvania Representative Tim Briggs and Pennsylvania State Senator Amanda Cappelletti for making their staff available to help township residents free of charge to fill out these applications and apply. Just a few numbers. Last year, we had a 98.1% collection rate in 2024 for the township taxes. It would have been 99, but for our one corporate taxpayer, I think that I mentioned before. But this year has been a banner year. I'm very proud that so far, it's only July, and we are already ahead of what we were last year. And that's without that corporate taxpayer who has recently contacted me, so I have hopes. So we're already in July at 97.5% collections. And if they pay, that put us at 99.3%. So, but it's been a really good year. People really appreciate, by the way, the fact that the township did not raise the tax millage this year. Several people have mentioned it. And when they mention, well, it went up, but I say, no, that was the county. I make sure to let them know that you guys planned ahead and did it the right way. So lastly, I'm confident that I'm currently running the office as efficiently and effectively as reasonably possible. I know this for 3 main reasons. Number one, the sheer number of really, really nice compliments and notes that I get from taxpayers thanking me for all the services offered and that they are done so with a friendly and welcoming attitude. I was audited by the county my second year in office, since they had not audited the office since 2013. I passed that audit, thankfully, with flying colors. And the fact that I'm able to do this job completely by myself, no staff, despite an increased tax base every year, despite the fact that I'm a mother of an adult son with special needs, despite the fact that I'm still hanging on and living my glory days and playing soccer twice a week, and despite being an active member of this community, who, by the way, continuously donates money on a personal basis back to the local organizations in this township, because I'm glad to do so. In sum, I'm very proud of the job I've done, and I hope I've conveyed that to you, and I'm open to any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Any questions from anyone?
No questions.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. The next item on the agenda is a proclamation for Park and Recreation Professionals Day. The month of July is Park and Recreation Month, and Director of Parks and Recreation is coming to the podium now to present the proclamation.
Thank you, Chairperson Garzillo and members of the board. My name is Dan Russell. I'm the Director of Parks and Recreation. July is Parks and Recreation Month, and I'm here to read Township Proclamation for Park and Recreation Professionals Day. Whereas Parks and Recreation promotes physical, emotional, and mental health and wellness through organized and self-directed fitness, play, and activity. And whereas Parks and Recreation supports the economic vitality of communities by providing frontline jobs, childcare for the essential workforce, and promoting community revitalization. And whereas Parks and Recreation creates memorable experiences through engaging virtual and physical distance programs, dynamic online events, and new learning opportunities designed to keep families active. And whereas Parks and Recreation fosters social cohesiveness in communities by celebrating diversity, providing spaces to come together peacefully, modeling compassion, promoting social equity, connecting social networks, and ensuring all people have access to its benefits. And whereas Parks and Recreation supports human development and endless learning opportunities that foster social, intellectual, physical, and emotional growth in people of all ages and abilities. And whereas Parks and Recreation strengthens community identity by providing facilities and services that reflect and celebrate community character, heritage, culture, history, aesthetics, and landscape. And whereas Parks and Recreation facilitates community problem and issue resolution by providing safe spaces to come together peacefully and facilitating conversations and services in order that our communities may heal both physically and emotionally. And whereas Parks and Recreation sustains and stewards our natural resources by providing and protecting habitats and open spaces, connecting people to nature, and promoting the ecological function of parkland. And whereas Parks and Recreation supports safe, vibrant, attractive, progressive communities that make life better through positive alternatives offered in their recreational opportunities. Whereas the Board of Supervisors supports the skilled work of Parks and Recreation professionals to strengthen community cohesion and resiliency, connect people with nature and each other, and provide opportunities for healthful living, social equity, and environmental sustainability. Whereas the Board of Supervisors values the essential services that park and recreation professionals and volunteers, many of whom are in this room, perform to provide recreational and developmental enrichment to our children, youth, adults, and senior citizens, and to ensure our parks and recreation facilities are clean, safe, and ready to use. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the Board of Supervisors does hereby proclaim July 17th, 2025, as Pennsylvania Park and Recreation Professionals Day here in Upper Marion Township, adopted this 17th day of July, 2025, attested by Tony Hamaday, Township Manager, and Tina Garzillo, Chairperson of the Board of Supervisors. I'd like to take this quick opportunity to thank my entire staff and department for the work that they put in every day. I was just at the pool a little while ago, very busy and popular place this time of year. Would also like to thank this board for all of their support and all of our activities, programs, camps, and all the fun stuff that we have the ability to do. And last but certainly not least, our residents, without who we wouldn't be able to do these things. So thank you again.
Thank you, Dan, for reading that proclamation. And it's an honor and privilege to adopt this resolution that Parks and Rec is a well-oiled machine and such a wonderful amenities that you supply to our township. And we know camps fill up, the pool membership, there's waiting lists, all your programming is so popular, and it's the public appreciates it. They appreciate all the various offerings that are put forward by Parks and Rec. The Park and Rec board, I know how hard they work. I came from that world. And then, so I know firsthand everything that goes into just the decision-making that goes into all the planning that you do. So I want to say a personal thank you. Sort of my wheelhouse going back in time, and just greatly appreciate all that you do, your staff and the board. And thank you for the residents for all the participation that you do in all the program that happens with Parks and Rec.
Thank you.
I don't know if anyone else had any comments. The next item on the agenda is a resolution for ECDC Weekend of Service. This is a high-level initiative that our citizen board, ECDC, has put together and launching for this year. I'll give the dates that everyone can put this down in your calendar, so save the date. It will be this year on September 12th and 13th, a Friday and a Saturday. A lot of offerings that will give people opportunity to participate on many different levels. Physically, there are some park projects that will be happening, some cleanups, some cards that will be written to veterans to be passed out. There's a whole list of projects. It hasn't been launched on the website yet. We're still doing the fine tuning of putting the information together as the projects are starting to gel and get finalized. So I hope that people in the township will be able to take a peek at the website when it's up and running and participate on this initiative that ECDC is putting together. This will be an annual event that will happen in the township every year. We'll have it happen during September. Every year it may change as far as the week, depending on the calendar of other events that are happening. But we wanted to at least get it launched this year and have it for a two-day, for a weekend event. And then present with us this evening is the chair of ECDC, Anmol DeRuca, and we're honored to have him read the resolution for us. So Anmol, the floor is yours.
Thank you to the chair and the board for the opportunity. So whereas Upper Marion Township is a vibrant and diverse community built on a tradition of civic engagement, neighborly support, and shared responsibility, and whereas fostering a spirit of service and volunteerism strengthens the social fabric of our township, deepens community bonds, and contributes to the health, safety, and well-being of all residents, and whereas the Economic and Community Development Committee has recommended the establishment of an annual Township Week of Service to mobilize residences, businesses, civic organizations, schools, and township departments to give back through projects that enhance our public spaces, serve those in need, and build community pride. And whereas the Board of Supervisors recognizes the importance of creating regular opportunities for volunteerism that reflect the township's values of inclusion, stewardship, collaboration, and innovation. And whereas the township desires to formally designate a week in September each year as the Upper Marion Township Week of Service, launching this initiative with its first annual observance on September 12th through 13th, 2025. Now, therefore, by the Board of Supervisors of Upper Marion Township, Montgomery, Pennsylvania, that the township hereby establishes an annual Upper Marion Township Week of Service to be held during the month of September each year, with the inaugural event to take place on September 12th through 13th, 2025. The board encourages participation from all sectors of the community, including residents, neighborhood associations, schools, local businesses, nonprofits, and township staff. The township shall support the Week of Service through coordination, promotion, and recognition of projects that advance the public good, improve community spaces, and inspire a culture of service. The Economic and Community Development Committee shall serve as a coordinating body for this initiative and shall work with the other township advisory boards and relevant stakeholders to plan, promote, and evaluate annual activities. Resolved this 17th day of July 2025 by the Board of Supervisors of Upper Marion Township.
Thank you.
And I just want to thank my fellow board members, Paul, Linda, and Apoorva, for their collaboration and generosity of spirit. Thank you.
Thank you. Any comments from the board? We'll move on to the next item. Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you want to adopt Phillips. The resolution?
We
so I'll make a motion to adopt resolution 2025-16.
Second.
Any discussion about this item? Okay. All in favor of adopting this resolution, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Passes 5-0. The next item on the agenda now is item 9D, public hearing, an ordinance with the Verizon Cable franchise agreement. And I will turn the floor over to our solicitor, John Walco.
Thank you, Madam Chair. At this time, we're going to open this hearing on this ordinance, which is the extension of the Verizon Cable franchise agreement. I have three exhibits for this hearing. First, Board Exhibit 1, which is the ordinance itself. Board Exhibit 2 is the proof of advertisement of this ordinance, or I should say of this hearing on this ordinance at tonight's meeting in the Times Herald newspaper on July 2nd, 2025. Board Exhibit 3 is proof of submission of this ordinance to the Montgomery County Law Library, which was submitted on June 25th, 2025. Currently, there is a franchise agreement with Verizon. It's not exclusive. That was originally adopted back in 2006. This is to renew that non-exclusive franchise agreement for another 5 years. Franchise agreements are done by ordinance. It's currently an ordinance in our book, so we need an ordinance in order to extend it. I'll turn it over to the township manager, who has some details related to some of the fine points of changes to the extended period of that franchise agreement.
Thank you, Mr. Walco. If it pleases the board, the real significant changes to the agreement are really, as Mr. Walco announced, that Verizon only wants at this point a 5 year term for the agreement. Again, what their explanation is the technology is expanding so rapidly. Who knows where we'll be in 5 years with regard to the need for the franchise or the use of our rights of ways. They have agreed to a $45,700 equipment grant. That is in relation to what Comcast did in their 15-year agreement. So it reflects just the amount of time. Comcast gave us $138,500 over 15 years. They're pretty much giving us the same over percentage over a five-year agreement. They've agreed to make sure that every facility that we have has a connection or a drop, and any future facility the township has will also get a free drop or connection. And then they will provide us the equipment to broadcast through their system in high definition. So they're the only changes to the agreement. The biggie is it's only 5 years, and we've seen how people are transitioning away. The Media Advisory Board has reviewed this, has made a recommendation. Mr. Herbert, our Director of Communications, and I recommend that the board consider and adopt the ordinance approving the revised franchise agreement.
And in my experience in other municipalities, they've been doing the same thing for 5 years, not wanting to go more for those same reasons. So with that, I'll turn it over to the public to see if the public has any public comment on this ordinance. Hearing and seeing none, I'll turn it back to the board to see if the board has any comment, questions related to the ordinance.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just one or two additional comments. Besides the fees that Township Manager Hamaday was referring to, the township also receives a fee for each and every single house that subscribes to Verizon. By the way, the exact same thing with Comcast. You can literally see this collection of money if you look in the Upper Marion Township budget. It's six figures combined, I believe. So it's actually pretty sizable. I also just want to reiterate, as Township Manager Hamaday said, my thanks to the Media Communications Advisory Board and Don Herbert. They have been working on this for years. Similarly, they worked on the Comcast franchise agreement for years. It takes a lot of work, but I do believe that we have an agreement that will benefit Upper Marion Township, the Township taxpayers, and also be able to provide services to our municipal government, which will help our residents. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Any other comments from anyone on the board?
With that, we will adjourn this public hearing, and now this ordinance is in a position to be voted upon by this board.
May I entertain a motion?
Madam Chair, I'll make the motion to adopt the Verizon Cable Franchise Agreement as defined by Mr. Walco and Mr. Hamaday and as documented in the materials.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, motion made by Vice Chair Genoway, seconded by Supervisor Phillips. All in agreement, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 5-0. Next item on the agenda, 9E, another public hearing for the ordinance for Pershing Street parking restrictions. And again, I'll turn this over to our solicitor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. At this time, we'll adjourn again into this public hearing for this particular ordinance, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 157, Vehicles and Traffic, Section 157.17B, to provide for certain parking restrictions on Pershing Street. Again, three exhibits for the hearing. First, Board Exhibit 1 is the ordinance itself. Board Exhibit 2 is the proof of publication of tonight's hearing for this ordinance in the Times-Herald newspaper on July 8, 2025. Board Exhibit 3 is proof of submission of this ordinance to the Montgomery County Law Library for public inspection. Very simply, this ordinance addresses the section that prohibits parking at all times, and it would prevent parking at all times on the northeast side of Pershing Street, starting at the intersection with Jefferson Street for a distance of 245 feet in the southeasterly direction. That was a recommendation that was made by the township's public safety department in order to make sure that there's proper clearance there. So again, it's only on the northeast side of Pershing Street. And in order to make those traffic restrictions enforceable, it needs to be done by ordinance, and therefore it would be added to the other streets where parking is prohibited at all times. I will turn it over to the public to see if the public has any questions or comments on this ordinance. Hearing and seeing none, I'll see if the board has any questions or comments on the ordinance.
I know that this issue arose from a public safety issue that actually happened on this street that you can give more details.
It relates to an incident that occurred and the inability to move the emergency equipment into that area. In looking at what the public safety analysis actually provided, it was both for the ambulances as well as the fire apparatus that would be able to access. You can get in there with a car, but once you get beyond the size of a traditional car at 18 to 20 feet, and you get to a 25 to 45 foot vehicle, it just can't make the turns. And it was requested by public safety department.
If there are no other comments, we will close this hearing and adjourn back into the meeting. And this ordinance is now in a position to be voted upon by this board. Thank you.
Can I entertain a motion to adopt the ordinance for the Pershing Street parking restrictions?
I'll make that motion to adopt this ordinance for Pershing Street parking restrictions.
Second.
Motion made by Supervisor Kenny, seconded by Vice Chair Genoway. We're in a position to take a vote on this. All in favor of adopting this ordinance, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 5-0. The next item on our agenda, 9F, is a resolution 2025-17, Malvern Anderson Road LP, final subdivision plan on Riedel Road, consideration of a final land development plan for Malvern Anderson Road LP, 0 Riedel Road for the subdivision of the 18.95-acre parcel into 24 residential lots and associated site improvements subject to the waivers and conditions as outlined in said resolution, Zoning District R2. We have seen this many times in various meetings, workshops, chair meetings, and been working on this for quite a while. So looks like we're nearing a finish line, and I see representatives from this development plan here. If you'd like to come to the podium, please introduce yourself, and the floor is yours.
Sure. Eric Fry, the attorney on the project. I have Rolf Graf, who is the engineer, and Joe Gambone, who's a representative of the owner. And you're absolutely right. We've gone through this many times. We received preliminary approval January of 2024. Since then, we've worked on revising the plans to get ready for final approval, which is what we're here for this evening. We appeared in front of your planning commission in January of this year, got their recommendation for approval, was in front of the workshop last week, had a very productive meeting last week where I think we worked out some of the last issues, which resulted in the resolution that's before you this evening. We went over that with your solicitor. We're in agreement with the terms of that resolution, which contains three final plan waivers. Very minor waivers, but they're in the resolution. We can go over those. Obviously, we have the team here to answer any questions you have. But again, we appreciate your time, your staff's time, your consultant's time. Very communicative, and we believe we are ready for final approval this evening.
Briefly just go through the three waivers
sure.
that was on record.
Yep.
And then could you also, you just mentioned, I know part of the negotiating conversations that happened with this, with yep. The trail system
yep.
that-
which is one of the waivers, so I'll address it during that, so thank you. So I'll try and hit them. Rolf, if I mess up anything, please correct me on the technical issues, but the three waivers are, one is section 140-17A2, which is grading within 5 feet of a property line. Where that is essentially where the roadway comes in, we have to grade the roadway to match the existing roadway, so there's no way to grade outside of the 5 feet. We have to grade in that area, but I think it's limited to the area where the roads, our proposed roads, connect to the existing road system. So that's the first
waiver. Mr. Fry, just to, yep. to stay on that for a second, because
sure.
that's an important issue, not particularly yep. with your project,
yep.
but you have a lot of other applicants coming in asking for that waiver as a result of the size of the buildings of the property. And as you've highlighted, that's not the situation here, correct?
Correct, I mean, absolutely correct.
That waiver, that request has nothing to do with you building too much or building too big. That's related to that, particularly on the road connections.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Yep. The second waiver is 145-29A, and that's a waiver of the plan drawing scale to no less than 1 inch equaling 50 feet. A majority of our plans meet your requirements. However, the property is so big that to show it in a way that makes sense, we have an overall plan like the one that's on your board. There's no way to put that at a scale that meets that. So what we do is we provide a plan that's an overall scale so you can see the whole property on one sheet. That plan itself doesn't meet that scale requirement. However, to meet your scale requirement, we then break that plan up into different sheets, and those other sheets meet your requirement. So it's just the sheets that show the overall property. Again, we think that's necessary for lay people like us to make it make sense. And then the sheets that meet the scale were for the technical people, your engineer, my engineer, so that they could see the details in an expanded plan set. So I think all the details are there. It's just not every sheet meets that requirement. Okay. The third waiver is the one that Madam Chairman alluded to, and that's a waiver from requiring park land dedication for residential subdivisions. And instead, we have proposed a McAdam trail, which is shown on the plan. This was a request all through preliminary approval that we try and do this trail. We were facing some resistance at that time. However, between preliminary and final approval, we were successful to get a location for the trail. Your fee in lieu of would require something in the area of $45,000 to $50,000 as a fee in lieu of. The trail is going to cost us in excess of almost $87,000. So we're offering to put the trail in, offer it for dedication to the township either now or at any time in the future that the township would want to make it connect to the rest of their trail system. However, we believe right now we're going to make that it won't be accepted this time because it doesn't connect right now. So the HOA will maintain that, but we will promise that the public can use it even now, even though it's an HOA improvement. So the public can access it now, and then in the future when the township's able to connect it to its own trail system, the township can accept dedication at that point in time. Okay. Thank you. So that's the three waivers.
Any comments from anyone on the board? Supervisor Wax?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just one real quick question, and that is, what is the timeline for beginning construction and hopefully completion of the project?
That'd be for you. As soon as possible on both, I believe, yeah.
Okay.
Madam Chair, a couple of comments. First of all, at the Planning Commission meeting, the Planning Commission voted 5-0 to move this project to us. So there was unanimous approval of that. Second, as you all know, I'm not a fan of grading within 5 feet of the property line and typically vote no to that. In this case, it makes perfect sense because it's in regard to the cartway. And if you can't do it, then the cartway gets screwed up fundamentally. So that's fine. That's a reasonable request on that one. And the last one was the plans. And living in a development very much like this, which is about that 28 home area, those the broader ability to see the plot plan is much better at a 1-40, which I believe is what you're going to do, correct? So. That's much better than a 1-50, because when the neighbors actually start looking at putting fences in, putting pools in, putting sheds in, and all those great things, they need that better definition before they can start doing their work. So these are reasonable requests in form of waivers.
And I even feel they went over above and beyond. So you are supplying to scale that we request.
Right.
And you did one additional. In my mind, that's how I view that. Yep. And appreciate that the thoughtfulness of that, and based on the comments that Vice Chair Jenna Waste just mentioned. Yeah. Any other comments? All right, I believe we're in a position to...
Public.
No public comments.
You're right.
We did that prior, right. Yes.
I'll make a motion that we adopt Resolution 2025-17.
I'll second.
Motion made by Vice Chair Genoway, seconded by Supervisor Phillips. All in favor of adopting this final subdivision plan, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 5-0.
Thank you very
Congratulations
much.
Congratulations after
it.
This journey.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is item 9G. Resolution 2025-18, Agreement of Sale, 886 Brower Road, to adopt Resolution 2025-18, approving the acquisition of 886 Brower Road, being parcels 58-00-02353-00-1, as well as parcel 58-00-02353-00-4. By deed in lieu of condemnation and authorizing the execution of an agreement for sale for purchase of the properties by the proper township officials. Is there any discussion on this project, on this proposal?
I imagine you might have some comments, but it's when I first heard about this parcel being available, yes, I wanted to go out and see the house, but just by the address, I knew exactly what parcel it was from knocking doors, you know, when running for office, and for the many times I used to bike on Brower Road. And yes, of course I went to go see the house anyway, but yeah, it was such an easy decision, so.
Supervisor Kenny?
I've been to the house as well, and I think it's a wonderful addition to our park system. And I appreciate the generosity on behalf of the owner to accept our offer for this property, for the two parcels. So you can guess how I'm going to vote. Thank you.
I would concur, and it protects that property and the area around it as open space, as opposed to someone coming in, tearing that house down and putting up a mega site.
Yes.
So you can tell it wrong. You can tell I'm going
to. Okay. I just want to comment that the intent of this project is to have it be a part of the McCaig Nature Center, and we're looking forward to collaboration with the board from McCaig Nature Center. I see a few members in our audience this evening, and so much possibility with this property, and this was a we have to. We couldn't let this property go to a development that I'll share a visual that our planner had had mentioned about the property, that it was almost like a big smile, and there was a gap tooth missing in the center portion of McKay that's on Brower Road. And as soon as I got that visual, I understood completely. It was just that one little missing piece that would complete the whole package. And what a wonderful opportunity for us to be able to purchase this property. I know we purchased it lower than the appraised value, and the current owner of the property wanted to make sure that this was preserved and be used for the intent that that he wanted. So we wanted to honor that request from him, privilege that he respectfully allowed us to do a purchase that was, like I said, under the appraised value, and we will honor and respect his desire for this property, and looking forward to so many things that can happen there. Working with McKay, with doing their program in there, Parks and Rec for us, just completing that whole McKay Nature Center by this piece there. So it was a no-brainer for us to purchase this property. And I don't know if you had something additional. All right, I believe that we are in a position to take a vote on this. All in favor of purchasing this
I'll make a motion to...
I'm ready to go. I'm so excited about this project. Okay. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 2025-18 and purchase this property.
Okay. Now we're in a position to take a vote on this. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 5-0. Congratulations. The next item on the agenda is our consent agenda. And our consent agenda for this evening is a lot longer than typical. So any residents that would like to see the items that are listed on our consent agenda, this is posted on our website. It's 20 items long, which would take a very long time to get through. So anyone that's interested in knowing more about this, please check our website and look at the agenda, and you can identify the items that are listed in our consent agenda. So may I?
And Madam Chair, just of note, we did have one individual that was here who spoke to a point. So we did ask for public comment on these earlier.
Yes, we did.
Just a point of note.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
And I'll make the motion to adopt the consent agenda.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Motion made by Vice Chair Genoway, seconded by Supervisor Wax. All in favor of adopting the consent agenda, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Consent agenda adopted 5-0. All right, let me get through this. Okay, our next item on the agenda is a resolution 2025-2022, agreement of sale, 194 Henderson Road and 150 East DeKalb Pike, to adopt resolution 2025-22, approving the acquisition of 194 Henderson Road and 150 East DeKalb Pike, being parcels 58-00-09954-00-5, as well as 58-00-06070-00-1, and 58-00-06073-00-7, and finally 58-00-09955-00-4, by deed in lieu of condemnation and authorizing the execution of an agreement of sale for purchase of the properties by the proper township officials. May I entertain a motion?
So moved.
Motion made by Supervisor Wax, seconded by Supervisor Kenny. Is there any discussion on this matter? Supervisor Wax, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I do have a significant number of comments because this is a substantial acquisition. I do want to start off by asking Mr. Lash if he could put up if he did put up the map of the parcels that we're acquiring. So, like I said, I do have a significant number of comments. The approximate size of those parcels is approximately 11 acres. To put that size into context, it's around 15% bigger than Norview Farm. The parcel has really two enormous advantages. One, direct access to Henderson Road, and two, an easement to access 202. It's also important to note that the parcel that is being acquired, the parcel that is immediately to the southeast of that parcel, the township owns that parcel as well. That is the former Lafayette ambulance parcel. So you might be wondering what is going to happen with this parcel. So first and foremost, as you know, the parcel is currently a junkyard. But during the next 18 months, the parcel will be deindustrialized and the vehicles which occupy the junkyard will be removed. That obligation belongs to the current property owner. But besides the deindustrialization of the site, the only one thing that is decided about the future of this site is the extension of the Prince Frederick Boulevard to Henderson Road. This will provide a valuable bypass for our residents who want to skip that portion of 202, but also to be able to provide access to first responders to be able to get around our township much more easily and quickly, helping residents who are dealing with emergencies. I certainly want to thank Supervisor Phillips and the Transportation Authority for all the work that they've done on that particular issue. Besides that, there have been no other decisions that have been made in regards to that parcel. Just personally speaking, I would like to see at least a portion of that parcel be preserved as open space or parkland or grassland. I certainly understand and respect the fact that there may be other meritorious options. We will see what happens in the future. The township has been working on this agreement for quite some time, and I want to thank our township staff, our solicitor, for his work on this as well. This is not a cheap acquisition by any stretch of the imagination. The cost is going to be more than $8 million. But as this township has learned many times in the past, you cannot either take somebody's property without paying fair market value, nor can you deny development on somebody's property. The township has learned very harsh and unfortunate lessons in the past from doing both of those things. It's also important to note that there is a due diligence portion in this agreement, a due diligence period in this agreement, under which, or during this period, the township can terminate the agreement and walk away. And I think that's all I have for now. Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you all for helping bring this to fruition.
Any other comments? Supervisor Phillips?
Just a comment about the Prince Frederick extension. This is going to be a big deal. It was a big deal even before 202 got under construction permanently the way it looks. But this is a big deal because of the amount of traffic that every day got clogged at the Henderson and 202 intersection. The completion of Prince Frederick Street will actually allow cars to bypass 202 altogether to get to other places in the township. So it's a really big deal, and I appreciate the kind words from Supervisor Wax with regard to the Transportation Committee. They have really sort of taken the oar, the heavy oar, in the initial stages of looking at how we would be able to complete that. And it was through the auspices of the development that is going on in the Ross Road track that we've got the majority of that done. So all we really have to do is complete the rest of it, so that we have a functional intersection at Prince Frederick and Henderson. So I'm really looking forward to this purchase and completing that particular project for our residents and for transportation in general. Thank you.
This acquisition proposal initiated with us needing to complete the extension. So that Prince Frederick extension has to happen, and we needed to purchase the properties along Henderson Road. And that led us into further discussions about wanting to purchase the rest of it. That we were presented with some ideas of maybe rezoning that to allow residential units, which we were opposed to, did not want to go that direction at all. So we dug in our heels and refused to change zoning there to allow future development. And then as our discussion developed, we decided we need to have this parcel just because it's such a prime location in our township that it was fundamental for us to add this to our properties that we already own for the township. So I think that's all the comments. I think no more comments. I think we're in a position now to entertain a motion on this. to vote? Oh, we did do them. I'm sorry. We already did. Yeah, we're in discussion period. So we're ready to vote on this. All in favor of this agreement of sale, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes 5-0. Okay, the next item on the agenda is accounts payable and payrolls.
Motion to pay the bills.
All in favor of paying the bills, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Passes 5-0. Next item on the agenda is additional business. Any additional business for anyone on the board?
Yeah, just one thing, Madam Chair. The Historical Commission, every meeting we have, we read off the vacancies. The Historic Commission has some vacancy available to the residents. This is a big deal, especially when we're talking about the 250th anniversary of the founding of the United States. There are, this sounds like Christmas, right? There are only 352 days till July 4th of 2026, which is our 250th birthday. So if you're interested in getting involved, the Historical Commission is very active. We have a subcommittee that our assistant township manager, Amanda Lafty, heads up. So we are planning a lot of things. If you are a Navy or Marine Corps veteran and want to get involved in what the Navy and Marine Corps is going to do, Marine Corps actually was founded at Tun Tavern here in Philadelphia. Navy wasn't too far behind, actually it was predates the Marines, but there is a thing called Homecoming 250. They have a website for you to, if you want to volunteer, homecoming250.org, and that will help everybody celebrate the Navy and Marine Corps 250th birthday here in the city of Philadelphia, where they were founded. So I urge residents, especially military folks, Navy and Marine Corps alumni and veterans to kind of come on out and volunteer and get involved so that we can really celebrate our 250th anniversary. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The one announcement that I have is just a reminder that Saturday is the Upper Marion Farmers Market, and this Saturday it is a block party. If you have any Hawaiian clothing or leis or hats or whatever you might have that's Hawaiian, you could wear it Saturday and you will get a free raffle ticket. The raffle will... The gift in the raffle, if you win it, is over $100 value of a summer raffle basket. So there are a lot of things going on, activities for kids. You can paint your own seashells, free ocean in a bottle. I don't know what that is, but lots of fun things. And because it's held at Norview Farm, bring your family to visit all the farm animals that we have there. We have horses and we have cows and we have chickens and rooster. Fun time will be had by all. So, and goats, don't forget the goats. They're very amusing. So that is Saturday, 10 to 2 at Norview Farms. Thank you, Madam Chair.
At this time, we entertain any public comment. Anyone in the audience that would like to come to the podium for an item that's not on the agenda? Hearing and seeing none. We're in a position to adjourn the meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone.